that there are going to be candidates that may slip through? I mean, if the winner is only going to get 25% or 22%, isn't it possible that one of these less known candidates might be able to slip through?
Probably not. I'd be really, really surprised. I think you got the top five or six, and you know that's where you're going to be, unless you add in for a tenth candidate. If Congressman Amede changes his mind and does decide to run for governor rather than re-election, which is still a possibility, you know, then you'll have another top tier candidate who's definitely viable, definitely credible. But the other ones that just have very low name ID and very little money, it's going to be very unlikely that they're going to be able to slip through and overcome the numbers that the other candidates definitely are going to bring to the race.
The FBI has been sniffing around Michelle Fiore's campaign finance stuff, and I'm just curious, is that going to come up in the race? And if so, who will bring it up? Who, I mean, is that fair game?
It is fair game. There's no denying it. Whether the other candidates bring it up or not, the media is going to bring it up. No question about it. It is a story. It is an issue, and she is going to have to address it. She's going to have to, and I think, frankly, she's going to have to do a better job than what she did yesterday in trying to blame this as the Democrats and the Biden administration coming after her. That's not what this is all about, and she knows that, and I think she's going to have to come up with a better explanation and a better response to what the FBI is actually looking into. And I'm not even sure, Kevin, that she knows. They don't usually tell everybody, the FBI, you know, exactly what they're looking for and exactly where they're looking for it. So it may be possible that even Ms. Fiore doesn't know exactly what they're looking into. But I think everybody has a sense. They know it has to do with campaign finances and some of the expenditures from her previous campaigns that is what I think that the FBI is looking at.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about an unprecedented sixth term for the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald. Is that good news, bad news, or somewhere in between? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, Chuck Muth alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
It's coming up on 3:30 as we check out the traffic cams at the moment. And watch for some slow exiting traffic there on the 515 east westbound. Yeah, it's the westbound direction, 515 westbound at Charleston. They're trying to exit, but having a difficult time doing that. So the right lane, be careful through there. Also, lane restrictions causing delays. 515 westbound at Eastern, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Only two lanes available while that bridge work continues downtown. Moderate flows on the Beltway right now. You're moving, but just a little bit of congestion in a couple of areas. 215 westbound at the airport connector. Also starting to stack up a little bit, 215 eastbound at St. Rose.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Still not clear who UNLV is going to start at quarterback when they are in action against San Jose State coming up tomorrow. Presumptive starter Doug Brumfield, he remains injured. True freshman Cameron Friel, he got injured last week as well. They brought in Justin Rogers, but with more practice time for Tate Martell, it is possible we could see him coming up tomorrow night. The Raiders, they are signing veteran cornerback Desmond Trufant. He was recently let go by the New Orleans Saints. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are in action tonight, opening up a three-game homestand. This evening they play host to the St. Louis Blues. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on great fall specials, like glamorous diamond pendants and earrings to complete any look. Now 60% off. And get ready for cooler nights ahead with 65% off Charter Club damask sheets and bedding, now at Macy's. Plus, get your Macy's order faster when you pick up curbside or in-store. Or try same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
It's all over the news. D.C. liberals want to force through the largest tax and spend bill in history. Listen.
Nancy Pelosi once again has gotten what she wanted here.
The sweeping government spending deal.
A very long list of tax hikes.
Speaker Pelosi and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto are pushing a multi-trillion dollar spending spree after spending trillions already. Inflation is skyrocketing and prices on everything are going up. Speaker Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto's wasteful spending and massive tax hikes will only make things worse, and it'll cost you. With the largest tax increase in decades, crushing small businesses and making families pay more. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Tell her to stop Speaker Pelosi's unaffordable, outrageous tax and spend agenda. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's being called the Freedom to Cheat Act. It's actually the Freedom to Vote Act, and it was defeated by the Senate this afternoon. So that will not be a law that goes to the president's desk. I don't know if you know much about that. I know it's modeled after H.R. 1, which was intended to federalize our election system. Why don't we federalize our election system? I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, the federal government does all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, of course, that's why we have so many problems, that the federal government is doing way too many things that it shouldn't be doing. It's the old cliche about the states being the laboratories for democracy, and there are different ways to handle different issues and different things at the state level, and some states do a better job than others. For example, mail-in balloting was started in, I think it was Washington or Oregon, one of the two northwest states pioneered that, and they've got it down a lot better because they've been doing it for so long than Nevada, which only did it last August. A year ago they changed the system here, and they completely fouled up the election in Nevada by instituting mail-in balloting before they were ready, before they had the voting rolls cleaned properly and whatnot. So there's absolutely voting should be conducted by the states. We should not have a one-size-fits-all federal, but every state must secure the ballot and make sure that they've taken steps to prevent voting fraud and the problems that we saw in the last election.
I want to bring you back closer to home. Michael McDonald over the weekend in Winnemucca won an unprecedented sixth term as chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Is that good news, bad news, or something in between?
It's the it's reality. I know some people who are detractors of Chairman McDonald think that that's bad news. His most ardent supporters think that it's good news. But for Republicans, it really doesn't matter. It's the reality. He was reelected overwhelmingly by the Central Committee, and those who aren't happy with it and don't belong to the Central Committee have no one to blame but themselves, frankly. If you want to have a say in who runs the party, you need to get involved and join your local party, like the Clark County Central Committee, and have a voice in those decisions. But the good thing about this is that there has been a lot of animosity and friction between the two largest counties in Nevada, the Washoe County Party and the Clark County Party. their two chairmen, for whatever personal reasons, had an axe to grind with the state party chairman. And instead of just keeping their nose to the grindstone and worrying about their problems in their own counties, they went to war with the state party. And it's been that way for the past 3 or 4 years, I guess, now at least. And what has happened in the past couple of months is that you've got an ally at the Clark County Republican Party, an ally to Michael McDonald, who is now the chairman, Jesse Law, and the chairman of the Washoe County Party resigned a week before the state party elections, Mike Cadenassi, and so they'll replace him probably with someone who is not going to be at war with the state party, and maybe they're all going to get their oars in the water together and row in the same direction for the 2022 election cycle. I'm an eternal optimist. I hope that's the case. I know there will still be pockets of dissent, and there's still going to be fights, but overall, I think the top leadership now is all on the same team, and they're going to at least try to work cooperatively together, and that's a good thing for Republicans.
I want to ask you, because there are some that believe that the parties, county parties, state parties, that they really don't make a difference, that you've got like the Harry Reid machine, but that that state parties and county parties, that's kind of like old news. Can they make a difference? Can the state party make a difference in turning a state from blue to red?
I think it can, but not doing the things that they've been doing. They're still running the same political tactics and strategies from 30 years ago, especially with the door-to-door campaigns, where all they're doing is dropping literature and then going to the next door and hanging a flyer on the next door. What we should have learned, what I hope they've learned from the last election cycle, is that if you're going to be going door to door, what the party activists need to be doing is going door to door to find out if there are people registered to vote and voting who shouldn't be. You can't just make an allegation that a national change of address database indicates that someone may have voted illegally because they moved. There are legitimate reasons why people can move and change their address and still have a legal right to vote here in this state. For instance, college students, military personnel serving overseas on Army bases. So the party really needs to spend more time making sure that we've got clean voting rolls, and that anyone who is not eligible to vote legally, that those folks are identified before they cast the ballot, not after the ballot's already been cast. Closing the barn door after the horse gets out is never the solution to the problem.
Kamala Harris was in town the other day going to Lake Mead. Does that show desperation on the part of Democrats that Catherine Cortez Masto needs some of the heavyweights to come out to Nevada?
Well, first, I wonder if I would characterize Kamala Harris as a heavyweight.
She's the vice president.
She's not well-liked among Democrats themselves. And she just, I mean, she's basically a non-entity in the Biden administration. She's supposed to be in charge of the border, and she's yet to go down to the border or really weigh in on the crisis, at the Biden border crisis. So, but I don't know. I think her coming out here, it doesn't necessarily indicate that Democrats are in trouble here in Nevada, Jackie Rose. And I think it's just the sort of thing that they do. More than likely, I would guess she probably came out here more in between the Lake Mead tour, doing some sort of fundraising for these candidates. That's where this is all taking place right now. It's less campaign focused as it is fundraising focused.
And it happens to be very close to her home in California.
California, is that still a state, or is that a foreign country now?
The People's Republic of California.
Yeah.
No, but my guess is we're going to see a lot of her, because it is either on the way to or on the way from California relative to our nation's capital. Chuck, always good, man. Thank you so much. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find Muth's Truths, and I love Muth's Truths, how do they go about doing it?
Yeah, in the next couple of days, I'm going to take a look at the Republican federal candidates at their fundraising figures, and they can go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com, freenewsletterfromchuck.com.
I can't believe how easy you make it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I've talked to more and more people just in the last, I don't know, couple of weeks. And there seems to be a trend out there for people to say the vaccine mandates and people getting ready to lose their jobs, that's just blatantly un-American. And I think there's a different question, though, that needs to be asked. And that is the legality of the vaccine mandate. When one-third of the Chicago Police Force is out sick on a given day as a protest. It shows you that the American people are willing to give up their pay in order to make a point. Now, Harmy Dillon is a civil rights attorney and was on Fox last night with Tucker Carlson, believe it or not. And this was an interesting conversation that Tucker Carlson and Harmeet Dillon had, which I think, you know, the American people are going to start picking up on this. This is cut one. Go.
Well, there's new polling on why people get hired and why they don't. Turns out a lot of people who do the hiring for big companies say that they would automatically eliminate any person who doesn't include his or her vaccine status. ResumeBuilder.com found that 33% of hiring managers would, quote, automatically eliminate resumes that don't include a COVID-19 vaccination status statement. 69% of hiring managers said they are, quote, more likely to hire someone who's already been vaccinated against COVID-19. Is this legal? Can you do this in America? What about your circumcision status? I mean, what's the limit to asking people about the details of their health history? Serious question. Harmeet Dillon would know. She's one of this country's premier civil rights lawyers. She's the founder of the Center for American Liberty, and we're happy to have her on tonight. Harmeet, thanks for coming on. So can you say, you know, have you been tested for COVID? Do you have tuberculosis? What's your HIV status? I mean, is this allowed?
Well, it surprises a lot of Americans who call my law firm to find out that the EEOC and most state departments of hiring and employment in the states have said that it is entirely legal for an employer to mandate vaccination as a condition of employment. Now, the employer must offer to consider accommodations for religious and medical exemptions, but they don't actually have to accommodate it if doing so would create more than a de minimis hardship for the employer. Now, I don't agree with this law, just to be very clear, but that is the current state of the law. And it is strange because at the same time, the same employment laws prevent me as an employer from asking people about their intention to get pregnant or even their fertility status or their HIV status or any of a host of other medical conditions or choices or preferences that people may have. And so this is really an incongruous type of a requirement. And I hope that when Republicans get around to being able to make the laws again, they really reconsider this deference and worship to corporations that is destroying the livelihoods of many Americans today.
Okay. I'm a guy that's had both shots, the Pfizer's. I will probably get the booster, or at least I plan on doing so, and I might even do it this weekend. I will probably even get a flu shot. Don't know. Can't say. Might do it. And then on the other side of the glass, there's gentleman Jim Dallas, who is an adamant opponent of this vaccine and is unvaccinated and is not allowing us to get to 70% herd immunity. Blah 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 blah. What do you make of this? And when you hear Harmeet Dillon talking on Tucker Carlson last night,
to me, Kevin, we truly are creating two Americas. We're not in a rich / poor America. We're not in a black / white America. We are in an America that is vaccinated or unvaccinated, and the unvaccinated are Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws are affecting those people who are like me, who haven't had a vaccine for 30 years.
Wow.
Of anything. And I, you know, knock wood, of course, thank God, I don't get sick. I was exposed, apparently, to the virus, the COVID-19, in June of last year. I think you and I caught it about the same time.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, I guess. But in any event, again, apparently, I didn't even really realize that I had it. Minor symptoms. And the study and research that I've done, they say that the natural immunity is much better than the artificial immunity, which, as you stated, I mean, you're going to get a booster, and then maybe next year you'll get another booster, and you know, so on and so forth. Luckily, I guess I have been blessed with a good immune system. Again, knock wood, but I don't feel compelled to do so. But we are creating two Americas, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
Wow, isn't that the truth? Yeah. Yeah, gentleman Jim Dallas, you'll hear more from him as we go along this afternoon. Coming up top of the hour, John Zarpalas, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. And one of the things we're going to get to coming up in our next segment is this whole issue of legality. And I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV. But I'd be curious to know what you think about the legality, what Harmeet Dillon and Tucker Carlson were talking about. And what gentleman Jim was talking about, how we're developing, you know, essentially two Americas. I'm going to open up our phone line right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Jim know that you're a first-time caller. We'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in line. Do that. Here's the number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, right next to me. It really became incredibly frustrating, and it became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas currently has a good selection of late model, low mile used vehicles, many under factory warranty and available for immediate delivery, along with new and certified pre-owned Jaguars and Land Rovers. Hi, this is JT Wise. This means that we have a vehicle for virtually every budget and lifestyle, so visit us at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you missed it, the FDA has authorized Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson to begin producing booster shots and a mix-and-match strategy. Don't know what that's about. We'll find out more, obviously, at the top of the hour. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you are next, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. You know, I don't agree with you on a lot of things, but this, you're perfectly right. You're being a good boy about taking your shots and getting a booster shot and everything, like Jim mentioned before, that there's two Americas now, the vaccinated.